Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number 238. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me is, well, no one at this point, but we're going to be interviewing Whitney Sickler in a little bit. But I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. The FitCast is still going. I'm trying to get back on a regular schedule. Things at Mike Bull Strength and Conditioning is pretty nuts during the summer. We are jam-packed throughout the day. And along with coaching and working with the MBSC Thrive licensing and Body by Boy Online, time gets to be pretty short. But I'm really going to be trying to make sure that we get in a minimum of two episodes per month. Again, I would like to get back on a regular schedule, but you know, John's traveling. Who knows where John is? He's traveling all over the place. If you're following him on Facebook, but I'm going to be trying to get in some more interviews, and might be doing a couple different things with the podcast and see how you guys like it. But before we get into that, want to give you a quick heads up that Amazon has the Airdyne, like the smaller version of the Airdyne bike. It's like the more compact version for super cheap right now. It's $500, and normally they're like $630. That's like the cheap Amazon price. So if you're interested in an Airdyne bike, I would check that out. And again, before we get into everything, just give me a heads up. If you have people that you want me to interview, just send them to questions@thefitcast.com. Let me know who you want me to interview, and I will set up some more interview dates. If I can lock them into my schedule, my nice iCal or my calendar thing on my my Mac, things can run a little bit more smoothly. So shoot me some ideas. A lot of the times it's, you know, sometimes I get an itch to interview someone. Sometimes I'm just like, you know, I just don't know who you guys want to hear from. So let me know. But I won't waste any more time. Thanks as always for listening and being patient. And hopefully you're still subscribing to the podcast in iTunes and you're not giving up on us just yet. And I mentioned in the past, but I've got a box of FitCast shirts. And I went through the box and I've cataloged what we have for sizes, and I'll make a post this week if it's the last thing that I do this week. So again, thanks for listening. Here comes the interview. Hope you guys enjoy it. Please make sure to let me know what you want to follow up on with Whitney, because we'll definitely follow up on it. I think this is a really important topic, and I think a lot of it gets poo-pooed in the industry, you know, for people who are just saying, no, just eat meat and vegetables. So I think this is some good stuff that I think we can carry over to performance and fitness and fat loss and overall health. So hope you enjoy it. Get your pen and paper ready to take some notes and stick around. We'll be right back with the interview. Oh, wait, actually, one thing with Whitney's audio, sometimes she cuts out for like 3 or 4 seconds. Don't worry about it. Stick around and all the info is still in there. Hello, right now I'm with Whitney Sickler. I've been able to meet Whitney thanks to through a good friend Marco Sanchez at Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. And I wanted to get Whitney on the show to talk about raw food and everything that she's been doing with her clients as well. And I've mentioned in the past that I've had huge success and huge benefits from making some modifications to my diet that she has suggested. So Whitney, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I would like to start off getting a little bit about your history with this. And I think that's one of the big things that always comes into this conversation when people bring it up. Most people can't believe, you know, how could you possibly eat like that? Like, you must go nuts, so on and so forth. So I would like to kind of start by just asking you, now, how did you get into this? What kind of spurred this? And you know, what's the deal? What's your history, and what, you know, what do you do now with your clients?
Sure. So for me personally, I struggle daily living symptom-free of mitochondria disease. In a nutshell, it's just something that has affected the mitochondria. So as I'm sure you know, mitochondria deals with the uptake and the release of energy. And so pretty much I eat to live symptom-free. It's a long story that my family deals with, but just pretty much in a nutshell, that's how I sort of got diverted into this lifestyle, and specifically eating raw. It's something that did not happen overnight, and it actually took about a year for myself to evolve into now becoming a raw food vegan, and I have been for about a year now. As a part-time personal trainer as well, I take interest in helping those who wish to, you know, enhance their performance in sports as well as everyday life through, you know, nutritional therapeutic approach. I believe that what you do outside of the weight room, the gym, directly affects how you'll perform inside. And I fully support my clients in my holistic health counseling business through more of a sustainable lifestyle transition without guilt, fear, shame, and just as with using ease, grace, flow, making it sustainable, like I said. So I decided to become a health counselor to fulfill my passion of working with specifically athletes at this point in my career, of all ages, to improve their health and overall performance. I received my training at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York City. I will become certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. I offer individual health counseling, nutritional counseling to individuals looking to achieve their peak state of flow, as I like to say.
Well, like I said in the past, Whitney has been very kind to give me advice and help lead me towards a path and guess just getting started, because I'm not all the way, raw vegan. I've definitely integrated a lot of that stuff into my nutrition. And, again, I think one of the big things that you started off with is just, you know, it kind of completely changed your life and you're kind of eating right now just to be symptom free. And, you know, you got to wonder, and my question for you would be just to start off, you know, do you think this is something that a lot of people are kind of living with? They don't really necessarily know that, or they have not been diagnosed with a certain disease, but, you know, they may be living with something that's easily treatable by just changing their nutrition.
Oh, completely. And, you know, everyone is seeing more digestive issues out there, behavioral issues, sleep issues, you name it. And that's specifically what clients come to me for, because they want to kind of be free of that, and knowing that there is a way to do that without using pharmaceuticals or, you know, just alternatives in general, I think is really important to know, just to become aware of developing that education.
Absolutely. And I think right now we're getting to the point where it was kind of hard, you know, last probably 5 years ago when the food industry started transitioning towards more processed foods and, less organic produce out there. And now that we have Whole Foods all over the place, it seems like people are getting, you know, the food more, it's becoming more widely available for people. So it's fewer and fewer excuses are out there for people to not jump on board. But I think, you know, again, before we kind of go further, one of the questions that I would kind of ask you is, the social aspect of this, when I'm sure you have people that, you know, you go out to eat and they see that how you're eating, how is that kind of, or how do I want to phrase that? But how do you, how is the social aspect, and how do you kind of describe to people, you know, why you eat the way that you do? Is it pretty much you kind of just, you know, bring up the, you know, trying to be symptom free?
That as well as, you know, I believe, and I don't, to be honest with you, with my own clients, they don't become aware of my nutritional choices unless they ask. I try to keep my own choices aside because, you know, I'm kind of hardcore. I'll admit it, and I admit it to my clients. And I'm not here to tell you to become a vegan or, you know, to start only going on juice fasts for months at a time. That's something that, you know, I have experimented with, and that's exactly what I do in my practice and what I was taught through the Integrative School for Integrative Nutrition. Mm-hmm. That, you know, what they call is their biological individuality. That, you know, one man's food is another man's poison. And I think that, you know, I like to give the example of my sister. I throw it out there because my sister is a meat lover, and I would never tell her to not. For some people, they feel spacey or ungrounded when they don't have meat specifically in their diet. So for that, to answer that question, and for people who kind of, because you're right, I mean, I get asked that quite a bit, and a lot of people tend to not criticize, but definitely, you know, they're very curious as how I'm able to keep this going. But pretty much I've from what I've learned throughout the past few years, I've kind of picked and chosen which things work for me. So it's a mixture of, you know, the Ayurvedic, the macrobiotic, raw food diet, veganism. So for me, my biological individuality, I am able to keep up training, which is very important to me. I'm able to, you know, my sleep has been great. I haven't been sick in over a year. So for me, those things that I've drawn out of what I've learned work for my biological individuality.
Awesome. So let's get into, you know, some deeper discussion. I think this is a huge topic right now, and it's something that at the FitCast we get tons and tons of emails about, people asking about, you know, raw food diets or cleanses and stuff like that. But I think the best place to kind of start off is raw food and the benefits of you know, eating raw food.
Absolutely. Raw food is definitely one of my most favorite topics. And pretty much I'd like to start off talking about enzymes. Just a brief summary of enzymes. They are, you know, the catalysts that help to the cascade of food digestion and absorption of our and assimilation of our nutrients. You know, they help digestive enzymes specifically. They help to, of course, as they sound, break down the foods and become more absorbable and recognizable by our bodies. You know, so there are many ways to get enzymes into your diet. And there are many ways to deplete enzymes from your body. Living foods, organic raw foods, are superior in vitamin content, enzymes, coenzymes, proteins, minerals, all of those wonderful things. They restore deficiencies and they create an enzyme abundance. What that means is, you know, I like to think of it as a savings account. And if you're drawing on your enzymes, your savings account of enzymes inside of your body to aid in digestion of specifically cooked foods, you're never adding back in. So if you're eating a diet that consists of processed foods, cooked foods, it's drawing on your enzyme stores. And so eventually, you know, you're going to be depleted. And as you get older and older, which is interesting because you hear people say, oh, you know, I lose the taste of food. I don't appreciate the tastes of food as much as I get older, which is very interesting because as you get older, you know, and you're depending on your lifestyle as well as your diet, you can kind of take away those enzymes that are needed for the digestion of food. I want to talk a little bit about this guy, Francis M. Pottinger Jr. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a doctor, and he studied cats for 10 years. Cats over about 4 generations. And what he did is he pretty much, you know, he fed one group raw foods, the other one cooked foods, and kind of saw how they lived. The cooked food, the group of cats that were eating, consuming the cooked foods, they actually developed all of the similar diseases that us Americans are plagued with now. While the raw thrived. They were energetic, their offspring were vibrant, and not that alone. So what happens too with that is allergies. That brings up the topic of allergies and enzymes. And what's really interesting is that inside of our mouths, right, is where enzymes first are present in the digestion process. A child who has the largest amount of enzymes is going to have about 30 times more enzymes in his saliva than a child fed raw food. So with that, for the best example with allergies, I would say is cats and dogs. So with this same example with Jr., he discovered that cats fed a raw food diet actually aren't the saliva. When they lick their skin, their saliva doesn't contain that enzyme protein that is causes an allergic reaction to humans. So this guy named David Wolf, I'm sure you've heard me talk about him. He's been a raw food advocate for about 15 years now. Went from being allergic to cats to owning 5 cats. Raw food diet. So they actually, raw food can help, amongst other things, most importantly, I think, is, you know, elimination of allergies. Definitely something to try. And I talk to a lot of my clients about just trying it out. That's really what it is. You're trying out different things and seeing what works for you. Next main thing that I definitely would love to touch on with raw food is the heat. Obviously, what happens when you heat your food? The volatility of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. The number one thing lost in the cooking process is hydrogen. And in physics, they say, you know, the number one thing in the universe is hydrogen. And not everything can live without oxygen. Not everything can live without hydrogen. Vitamin C, which is, in my opinion, probably the Cadillac of all vitamins, is destroyed immediately by heat. B vitamins are destroyed at various levels. Vitamin D and E are just completely degraded by heat. And amino acids are completely destroyed. So heat volatility of amino acids, I think, is really important to touch on as well. Tryptophan, which is converted into niacin in the body, plays a huge role in your mood. Is extremely sensitive at very relatively low levels of even, you know, 112 degrees. So, and that related to the population that I'm speaking to pretty much means that about 50% of the protein when you cook your food is lost immediately once you cook your food. And what's left is generally, in my opinion, of dubious quality. Antioxidants are lost such in going forward. Another thing is what's called digestive leukocytosis, which is this immune response that your body has when it consumes cooked food. And until about 1930, it was believed by medical science that every time we ate food, this leukocytosis, this almost like your immune system crying wolf, it would occur for all food. But it wasn't until this doctor by the name of Paul Kuchkoff, he discovered that it only occurs when foods are cooked. He actually heated up water. You heat up water to about 170 degrees and then cool it down and drink it. Your immune system is still going to have that white blood cell activity, that leukocytosis. So pretty much what I'd like to draw from that is Paul Kuchkoff discovered that when your food or your meal consists of about 51% raw uncooked foods, this leukocytosis does not happen. So what I want people to take away from this, or what I would like people to try out, is eating their raw uncooked foods or their cooked foods, because it will actually eliminate leukocytosis from happening, which is great because you're not doing calling your immune system to fight off something that isn't there. Mm-hmm. So
I think this is, some of the stuff that is super cool. And, one of the things that when I've talked about is just, 51%, like you mentioned before, just if you can try to get to hit that 51% mark, you'll see some pretty crazy changes in your body.
Yeah. And you have experimented with that. And what were your takeaway from that?
Yeah. I mean, a little backstory, people don't remember, but, I lived for about 6 or 7 years with some severe digestive issues. more or less, my large intestine was not active. And the, you know, it obviously caused some issues in day-to-day life. Learned to live with it for a little bit, but out of, I think it was originally Marco who kept hammering into my head. He's like, dude, you got to watch this movie, Food Matters. Just watch Food Matters. Just watch it and then come back and tell me what you think. And literally after watching that, I bought in, bought the blender, went to Whole Foods, stocked up on kale, spinach, you know, peppers, wide range of produce. And also, you know, the amazing grass raw reserve that, you know, the packets of the powdered goodness. And it literally probably 3 or 4 days later, symptoms were gone, which kind of, it literally blew me away because I was seeing gastroenterologists and have had procedures done, and they're like, oh no, it's no problem. Like it's, you know, it's a pain in the butt, but it's, you know, something that you can live with. And no matter, they put me even on a couple different prescriptions, one being Miralax and something called Zeldorm, which is usually only given to pregnant women who become constipated while pregnant, which was then taken off the market due to its severe health side effects. So I'm pretty happy to be off that stuff. But as long as I just start my day with my smoothie, like, and continue to have some raw food throughout the day, I'm good to go.
That's great. It sounds like, you know, you took from it what you needed, and now you're feeling a lot better. That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I started off with is I went 100% raw, and I found that it wasn't sustainable for me. So I started mixing in some like good, free range chicken from Whole Foods, and sometimes, and that's pretty much all the cooked food I have. And sometimes I cook some eggs, and other than that, I try to keep everything else pretty raw and standard. And it's easy once you think that it's only going to be, you know, 51% of your intake.
Sure. And that's a really good point that you make, that it didn't work out for you 100%. And what I typically tell my clients who are interested in trying, you know, doing a 180 with their diet is, you know, to keep in mind, I'd rather you than one out there do and sustain an 80% whatever diet that may be, just for a lifetime rather than being 100% for a week, right? Yeah. And when people ask me, oh, do you eat this? Do you eat this? Do you eat this? Which I hear all the time. I, you know, my answer is yes, but it's extreme moderation. I mean, I am 95% raw, 100% vegan for the most part. And that's what works for me. But I keep the mindset that if it doesn't work for me, I'm not going to force it, because and you get in trouble when you get the, you know, cravings and all sorts of other issues that go on. So that's a really good point that you make, that it didn't work for you and you tried adding things back in and seeing how it makes you feel.
Yeah, the one thing, unfortunately, that I had to completely give up is coffee, which to just never, I tried, put, you know, working it back in and just kept having to take it out and trying not to succumb to stopping at Dunkin' Donuts for, you know, a large iced coffee. And I forget which movie it was in. It might have been I think it might have been Food Matters too. But the other thing that I've ended up doing, and like I'm totally okay to talk about this with people, is I go and get colon hydrotherapy done once a month. And again, that's just one of the things that helps me maintain perfect balance. And it's kind of scary when you go to a place like that and go in there for 45 minutes and you leave literally 10 pounds lighter because of all the garbage that's still in your body.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, want to touch on that, constipation is an epidemic in the United States, and I'm sure everywhere else in the world. And I think that, you know, we've been told that it's okay that to have bowel movements every couple of days, when in my opinion, and from what I've read, you should be having a bowel movement within an hour of waking up. And the longer toxins sit in your system, the more likely they are to be reabsorbed back into your tissues. And you don't want that. Mm-hmm. You want a speedy elimination. Those toxins are not meant to be inside of your body. They are being eliminated for a reason. And, my stepdad passed away. He struggled with cancer. He passed away about a year ago. And I remember them telling him, him going, week or two. This is a man with cancer. Like, his toxins are serious toxins that should not be in there. And then he had severe digestive issues towards the end of his life. And that definitely got me interested in raw food. Because I remember them telling him, your gut can't digest raw food anymore. So you need to cook and destroy everything. And leukocytosis, is pretty much, what I spoke about earlier is pretty much, is a crying wolf of your immune system, your white blood cells. And he had leukemia. And I'm sitting there going, leukemia, leukocytosis, like something's not right about this. Mm-hmm. At the time, I wasn't knowledgeable or confident enough to speak up and say, have you tried juicing them? Have you tried even lightly steaming them? All of these alternatives that now I'm aware of. But absolutely, I think that, you need to take into consideration how foods are making you feel. And like you said, when you add coffee back in, you're realizing that it's maybe not right for you. And because you're more in tune with your body, you're able to do that.
Yeah, and that's, again, one thing to kind of go back on working with Whitney. She's been always saying, try it out. If it doesn't work, then take it back out and kind of just figure out what's the right balance for you. And that's kind of like where I'd like to transition a little bit. Before we get into another one of the major subjects, what's something, if people are listening right now, what are some of the small things that they can do to start to get the ball rolling? Where can they get some maybe even some information, some stuff where they can just get, some more info and also some small dietary changes that they can make in their life?
Oh, perfect. Absolutely. I say, if I'm out or someone asks me, in five words or five in one sentence, what can I first start doing? And what I tell people immediately is just add in one salad a day. It's very easy to do. The concept is you can get it anywhere. You can anything on it. It doesn't matter. I don't care as long as you're getting the greens in. Greens are the number one missing thing in our diet. Mm-hmm. And it's greens are vital. They help with people will notice just by I'm serious. Try adding in one salad a day for a week and tell me. Come back to me and tell me how you're feeling. Tell me that you're not feeling even a little bit better. And by taking step-by-step changes, you're able to make this happen more. And be able to maintain it, period. If I think, like I said, like how you said, going 100% can be very overwhelming. And I would never, that's the whole, pretty much the epitome of diets, right? It's changing your lifestyle completely. And instead of addressing what got you to where you are today and why you eat the way you eat, it's bound to happen that you're going to go back with a vengeance. Your body, your mind doesn't know what your body is. Your body doesn't know what your mind has decided. So your mind decides to go on a diet, but your body's like, wait, what? So we're going to stop eating carbs, or we're going to start adding in whatever. So I'd say eat foods whole if possible, as much as possible, whole, preferably plant-based, meaning I don't want to shy away from animal flesh because I don't advocate for one or the other. I just think, try adding a salad. That's the number one place to start and see how you feel. Go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. I was just going to say, when I've talked to my clients, about it, it's always hard to get them to swallow the $400 investment for a BlendTec. But I've told them before, it's like, that's four personal training sessions. That's all it is. I mean, if you really want to think about it that way, it's a little bit more of a heavier investment, but in the, if you really want to, if you end up not wanting to go and make raw, food smoothies every morning, you can always just use it to go in a very different direction to make ice cream or peanut butter, whatever you want to do with it. So it's something that's, great. And, you know, one of my friends actually just mentioned on the Blendtec, it actually keeps like, it has like a speedometer on it. So it actually keeps track of how many times that you use it, which I just think is cool. Nothing. I didn't mean anything by that, but it just, I think it's really cool that they, it's that high end where they actually have to keep track of how many uses that you have on it in case you end up selling it down the road.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? You can even set up like a fun competition.
Oh, totally. It's, you
know, smoothies.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, I think it is just, you know, interesting how you can get into it, whether it is watching one of the documentaries, that are, there's a bunch of them for free on Netflix that will, I don't know, it won't necessarily scare you into anything. And I think like the worst thing you could ever do is use scare tactics to make changes, but it will at least get you thinking and help you visualize the changes that can be made. So let's kind of keep moving forward. And this is might take up the bulk of the rest of our time, but let's talk about superfoods, because this is one of the things that people are always you know, writing like articles about, like, oh yeah, you know, like the five superfoods that will change your life or, and things like that. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, what a superfood is classified as, and can you talk a little bit about them?
Absolutely. So superfoods, that's, oh my gosh, you're right. It's going to take up a lot. Superfoods, they're a class of the most potent, super concentrated, nutrient rich foods on the planet. They have the ability, tremendous ability, to increase the vital force of energy of your body, and are the optimum choice for improving overall health, boosting your immune system, elevating serotonin production, enhancing sexuality, cleansing and alkalizing the body. They meet and exceed all of our protein requirements, our vitamins and mineral requirements, glyconutrients requirements, essential fatty acids, immune system requirements. I could go on and so much more. They have more phytonutrients and essential nutrients than any other food on the planet. So yeah, they're not something to just give a nod, I would say. So David Wolf is a guy, and I would recommend, if you're interested in superfoods, becoming familiar with David Wolf a little bit. He is probably the most knowledgeable on the subject of superfoods as well as super herbs. Herbs, I'll just touch on those. They're medicinal, and they're essential body balancers that work with the body's functions so that it can heal and regulate itself. They work in tandem with each other. They kind of help each other out. But according to David Wolf, his top 10 superfoods would have to be cacao, goji berries, maca, bee products. And there are four main bee products that I talk about, which is honey, bee pollen, royal jelly, and propolis. And going back to the superfoods, spirulina, AFA blue-green algae, marine phytoplankton, aloe vera, hemp seed, and coconut or coconut products in general. I'm sure we don't have a lot of time to talk about every single one, but do you have any specifically that come to mind that you get asked mostly about that we can touch on?
I think spirulina is one of the ones that's kind of been popping up, not only in our field, but also just in the, you know, the everyday press.
First of all, it's great that people are asking about it. That makes me unbelievably happy. Spirulina, it's single-celled blue-green spiral algae. It's found in America. It's found in Klamath Lake in Oregon, Portland, Oregon, or in around there. It is the highest protein content food in the world. It contains 70% complete protein. And going back to raw, it does not need anything to be digested. So you're getting 70% complete protein, whereas, you know, a steak is about, roughly after you cook it, about 25%. So spirulina is very rich in omega-6 as well as omega-3 fatty acids. It contains all of the B vitamins, C, D, E, It's rich in potassium, calcium, chromium, copper, iron, magnesium, manganese, all of those, phosphorus, sodium, iodine, which is important. I have people that is definitely mainstream being talked about a lot now. Definitely a high source of iodine, which helps in detoxification and so forth. Spirulina has 58 times the iron of raw spinach and 28 times of raw beef liver. It promotes the growth of stem cells, which can develop into red and white blood cells within our bone marrow. So it can be kind of, you know, it helps the immune system. It helps to also the oxygen carrying capacity of our blood and improves the body's immune responses in general, like I just said. One thing I want to say is that going back to the essential fatty acids, people generally say, I'm sure you've heard this and you've said it before, that fish are notorious for being, you know, the fatty foods where you get those essential fatty acids. But one thing I do want to say is that fish don't actually manufacture those essential fatty acids inside of their bodies. They actually get it from eating algae. So when people say, oh, you don't eat fish, where do you get your fatty acids? I say, I just skip over the fish and go right to what they eat. Right?
Oh.
So yeah, one thing to just touch on with that. So spirulina is extremely high in chlorophyll, which helps with the oxygen carrying capacity of our blood. It's identical to the hemoglobin, which helps for, and I'm always thinking in terms of training, right? Because I literally eat everything put into my body was put there with intentions. And I expect to get out of it. I want to be able to keep up when I'm training. As you guys train at Boyles, I go there, I train there, and I want to be able to keep up with you guys, especially training with Marco. He's killing me. But so I make sure that, you know, these foods are put into my body for a reason. And spirulina is definitely, you know, a great place to start as far as protein, B vitamins, all these essential nutrients that are required for vitality. Questions on spirulina?
I think the best way to kind of hit on this is to give people a general breakdown, because I know we're probably going to be coming back to this again. But the other one that people have been seeing all over the place is cacao, and you know, a lot of people out there have been very happy that it's almost like a source of chocolate for them, or at least they come to think of it as that when it comes to making smoothies and stuff like that. Can you talk a little bit about cacao and, you know, some of its benefits and maybe even some better ways to use it, you know, in terms of food prep?
Absolutely. And I'll touch a little bit on, you know, where I get my superfoods and stuff at the end a little bit, because I remember you asked me also about, you know, places to go. Mm-hmm. And places. But cacao, oh my gosh, is probably considered, if arguably, the highest planet. And it is chocolate. It is raw chocolate. Unfortunately, heat destroys a lot of the things that are a lot of the wonderful things found in cacao, and mainstream chocolate is not at all the same. I want to make sure that that's clear, because I have clients, great, sweet, I get to go out and eat all the chocolate in the world. My health coach told me, you know, that cacao bean, ancient in Chinese medicine, as well as, I believe, and it's been used as a delivery mechanism for herbs. It actually opens up the capillaries and allows other things that have been taken with it to be better absorbed into the body. So when I consume my cacao, I try to make sure that I'm eating it with my medicinal herbs as well. It's power-packed with nutrients, minerals, chemicals, bliss chemicals, which theobroma or theobromine is the bliss chemical that's found in cacao. And it gives you the feeling of being in love. And I know that that sounds crazy, but it's true. It's bliss chemicals. Bean is one of the most, if not most, chemically complex foods in the world. And it's natural state, so unaltered from its natural integrity. You go and you pick it off and take it out of the cacao fruit, the flesh. It's high in calcium, vitamin C, iron. It's It's quite possibly, like I said, the number one antioxidant content food in the world. It's the number one source of chromium and those be the number one mineral and trace mineral deficiencies that plague Americans today, which is really great because you eat your cacao and you're getting both a punch there. So it's actually one thing that other people might be interested in as far as harvesting goes. There is no season for cacao. It is always in season year-round, which is great. But yes, cacao nibs are just... cacao comes in so many different forms. There's cacao butter, oil, nibs, which are just broken up pieces, and then just the cacao bean itself. And a cacao bean will have, sometimes it will come with the skin around it, which you can eat. A lot of people don't really care for that, but if you do want to throw it into, you know, your smoothie, you may be able to mask it. But David Wolf provides, he is a nut for the cacao bean. He has a lot of great recipes specifically, and I can send you some if people are interested in trying to incorporate that. Are almost acidic, so it's definitely something that you want to add in slowly to your regimen and figure out what, like you and I were discussing before, figuring out which best ways work for you. And a lot of people do. They put them in their smoothies with, I think it's like he puts peanut butter and banana. It gives it a chocolatey kind of flavor. Cacao butter has a little bit less bitter taste. And you can find that, I believe, definitely online. I don't know right now if Whole Foods carries the cacao butter. I know that they have the nibs. And not the whole beans. So you definitely want to scavenge around online, and I can provide you with some good resources on where you can order in bulk cacao. But definitely you want to watch for it because cacao out there, as it becomes mainstream, as I'm sure you're not surprised at this, but it's definitely going to become altered as well as it become, you know, as it transforms into the hands of various manufacturers. You want to make sure that your cacao is, you know, organic if possible as well.
Very cool. Well, I think we're coming up against the clock here a little bit, so we'll kind of wrap it up here. You know, any kind of final thoughts on you know, some information for the listeners out there, and also you know, again, talking about kind of where you go to get your food?
Yes, so as a general website that I go to a couple times a day is naturalnews.com. Mm-hmm. Mike Adams, he's a health ranger, very nice man. A lot of great things, articles, and on there is an online store, and I think if you're on the website, it's far to the right, scavenge a little bit, but they have everything. Your bee products, you can order that in bulk, your goji berries, all of these things that if you can't find it at your local health food store, definitely go there, and they can send them everything. They have everything on there, and you can kind of, they have a little, I think they offer even like a little excerpt, which is great. I love when they educate you. They're not just going to say, this is great for this, that, or the other thing. They kind of say, give it a background. So Natural News is definitely my go-to. As far as ailments go, you know, for you, you have your issues with your digestion. For me, you know, mitochondria disease. Everyone out there has something that they are dealing with. I have a wonderful website that I recommend to all of my clients. It's called Fire Your Doctor. It's, I know, I sound nuts, but Andrew Saul, who is a doctor, he developed this website, and on there, it's on the far left side, you can scroll down, and literally any ailment that you can think of, click on it, and he'll tell you how to do it in a what's called an orthomolecular perspective, which just means ortho meaning nutrient, molecular meaning therapy. So mega dosing on nutrients, pretty much, is how he kind of, his approach to it. Once again, it's a really amazing website, and I maybe you guys can't, but I can get lost on that thing for hours during day just add. So that's definitely a good place to, if you have any general health questions. You're not going to find, I don't believe he offers any supplements or anything like that, but he'll tell you kind of the breakdown. He's big on vitamins and stuff like that, so you can definitely that's a great place to start. And yeah, local health food store, if you go in there, people are generally at Whole Foods really friendly, and they answer a lot of your questions, and they're able to kind of direct you into the right place where your curiosity leads you. So that's a good place to start. And am I able to kind of drop my website here?
Absolutely, do it.
So my website is whitneysickler.com. You can go on there, kind of, I have recipes, and I'm going to actually add some of the superfood recipes on there, incorporating some cacao. So if you have any questions too, you can inquire with me, and I'd be more than happy to talk. I love talking about this, all of these subjects. So I really appreciate questions and just the opportunity to kind of see where people are as far as where their curiosity brings them.
Very cool. And like we mentioned before, we're probably not going to hit on everything in the first episode here. But, again, some of the things that people have brought up in the past, talking about juice fasting and cleanses and stuff like that. And also we'll definitely see if we can get some feedback from the audience, seeing if there's anything else that they would like to know about. And then we will hit you up in a little bit and see if we can set up another time to talk for another 45 minutes or so.
Perfect. I would be honored. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
Absolutely. And again, we'll throw up links for everything that we mentioned, including his website, in the show notes for people that are listening in the car. And again, Whitney, thank you for spending some time this Sunday, and we will talk to everyone later.
Thank you very much.
Why are you still here? Podcast is over. Go home. Put something else on. Oh, there's no off topic this week. I don't know what you're doing. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of my time. Just change the channel. Put on a nice book. I got some great books. I'm reading a nice Michael Jordan book right now. Hopefully I'm going to be moving on to some awesome stuff from Richard Branson. I got a couple Michael J. Fox books that I'm looking to read. I think those are better options for you right now. So stop listening, change the channel, get a nice book. In worst case scenario, you can go to the internet. There's a bunch of websites on there where you can find news and information and also some really terrible stuff.